Hello, this is Roland. Welcome to the meditation exercise. Let's begin by once again practicing our meditation. The meditation is so very important, and yet it's so simple. It's the most beautiful thing. It's a sheer delight and a sheer joy because it restores you to the inner light from God. When you go out in the world, other people won't know. They won't know that you have something special. It'll be a secret delight for you to have. And you may wish to share all of this with other people, but for the most part, it's a world that's not quite ready. And so don't try. I know you'll want to rush forward and tell other people of your marvelous discovery. For the most part, I'm sorry to say, people won't be interested. People are caught up in their ambitious dreams and schemes, and a lot of people think they have the answer, and they already think they know all the answers. They won't be interested, and some people will not like it at all. They won't like it at all because, well, when you see them for what they are, and you're less controllable, you're less responsive, you begin to see through their manipulations. And they'll sense something different. They'll sense that you're not as malleable, as controllable anymore. And some people won't like that at all. And you'll also find yourself becoming more spontaneous, simply saying something, and it'll be the truth, and some people will be upset by it. You see? But they may be upset, and later on they'll think about it and realize that what you said was true, and then they'll be grateful. Some people will respect you for your honesty. But never mind whether other people like it or don't like it. You'll learn how to simply be yourself, your plain old spontaneous self. Well, let's begin by practicing the meditation. Put your hand by your side and become aware of your hand. Notice your hand exists. Very gently notice your hand. It's important not to be willful, not to put will into it. When we try, then what happens is that trying locks us into something, or hypnotically locks us into it. And what people have done in the past is that they have tempted you to try, with effort and with will, to try, and then so they tempted you to study and to be willful and to be ambitious, and it just didn't work because it wasn't you, and you sensed something wrong with it. And sometimes, some of us, when we sense something wrong with being ambitious, with being prideful and willful, and we go the opposite way, and we don't want to do anything. We find, because work environments tend to be so ambitious, then we don't like that, and so some of us will then go the opposite way and do nothing. But that's not the answer either. The answer is to meditate, to learn how to sit still and become aware of your hand. Notice a spot in the middle of your forehead. Become still before the truth. In the Bible it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And so we could say, "Be still and know that God is God and you're not God." It's the most wonderful thing. Your soul is now learning to be the observer in life. And you can once again become like you were when you were a little child and you sat in the back seat and saw many things. But now, it'll be different because now you can have that childlike innocence. You can have that childlike perception. But now you're a big person. You're not a little child anymore. You're a big lady or a big man. And now, that you are grown and mature and you've suffered, and now you've come back. Now your innocence will not be the naive innocence of a little child. We've all been tested and found wanting, but now your innocence will be for coming back because you want to come back to the truth, because you love the truth. And now with this truth, you will now begin to have wisdom. You begin to have understanding. You begin to have, competence And you begin to have, in times and places, a masterly control. And your masterly control of situations will come not by being willful, not by trying to make things happen, not by exerting effort, but simply by being patient and observing. See? By not responding. See? By not trying. See? Therefore, the good will come to pass. And so continue to be aware of your hand. Notice a spot in the middle of your forehead. As you go out in the world, it's important that you speak up when you can and be honest with other people. This will often, let me give you a couple of examples, may I? What has happened is that we have, when you fell away from that inner good, see that inner good, the inner light, it provides, you could almost say like a force field. You remember the old Starship Enterprise on Star Trek? Remember it had a force field around it? Well, in a similar way, in a mysterious but a very real way, the good, the inner good, is a protection. See, and you may have sensed that when you were a little child. You may have sensed it. Or there may have been times when danger came and then all of a sudden you felt something very strong inside that was withholding you from doing something. Wordlessly, it said, you know, don't get in the car, don't go with that person, don't go down this alley. See, it restrained you. Or something happened, some mysterious thing happened. You were going to go in a car and something terrible would have happened, but mysteriously the car wouldn't start, or the battery was dead or something. Or you got a flat tire. In some mysterious way, you were protected from danger. You see what I mean? But this force field that you have when you become resentful and when you hate other people, for example, then it collapses. See, and then the world rushes in. Okay? So now, when you go out in the world, you will have this protection. What you must do is go out in the world, but learn now to express the truth. In the past, you, when it collapsed, see, you were just a little ego all by yourself. You felt all alone, and as a little ego, trying to struggle with forces and with wills that were much more powerful than you, and therefore you lost. Now, no more struggle. No more struggle. Simply observe and wait. And you will know what to say in the moment. See, from the light, you will just wordlessly know. You'll somehow know what to say. You'll say it, it'll come out, and it'll be right. Or perhaps nothing needs to be said, or nothing needs to be done. And if nothing comes to you, then nothing is to be said. Oftentimes, just watching is all that's needed. Oftentimes, just watching, just observing, is all that is needed, see, to keep you safe. You'll see the magic of this as you begin to practice it. But, as I said, begin with little things to express yourself. You become too repressed. See, what has happened is that in the past, when you spoke up, you may have spoken up angrily. You felt guilty for the anger, because anger and resentment is wrong, and so you felt guilty, so you repressed and said nothing. Then you became all bottled up inside and tongue-tied, and then later you accumulated anger and pent-up resentment, and then you may have stuttered or said the wrong thing. See? So now, what you must do is, if in a moment you see something that's not quite right, then speak up about it immediately, before the anger builds up, before you become resentful, see, before it festers. And the other thing is, in the past, because you felt guilty for having been resentful and angry, then you felt inferior, and then maybe you tried to be nice to other people, see? You tried to bend over backwards and become a people pleaser and an appeaser, see? And you looked for their approval and their support, and you did everything to make them happy, but then you became a doormat, see? And that's how evil prevails. That's how evil wins. That's how the wrong people ascend to power and rule other people. And that's how the bad people are able to get into power and then hurt people. See? Because the good people are intimidated and then try to be extra nice. And if you allow evil to continue and wrong people to get away with wrong things, and you say nothing, see, and you go along with it, and you people please, then what happens is that evil flourishes, and see, and the good are hurt, especially the little children are hurt. So it is your duty to speak up when you can. The only thing is, be careful, don't speak up in an untimely way, because you might stand out in an untimely way. In other words, if you're working at a job and you need the work to earn the money, you can't suddenly just tell your boss off, because you'll get fired. You see what I mean? But you can begin speaking up with little things. You know, if you're standing in line and somebody cuts in front of you, then immediately speak up and say, "Excuse me, I was here first." You see what I mean? Immediately, spontaneously, just speak up and tell the truth, and other people won't like it, and they'll make a big deal over it, and they'll try to confuse you, and they'll try to make it seem like you were mean, or they'll pretend they didn't cut in line, or it was a big joke. You see what I mean? There'll be a lot of confusion. Just watch it all, and then just say, "Well, I was here first. Thank you very much." And now it's time to open your eyes and stretch and enjoy the beautiful day. The meditation will provide all the wonderful elements of good that you need. Listen to my recordings as often as you would like, so that you might practice the meditation. Use the recordings at first to practice the meditation. It'll help keep you on track. And listen to my little instructions, because they will help to awaken you to see things for yourself. That's the important things, to see for yourself. And then go out in the world and be a valiant child of God. And now I will make an end to this recording. May God bless you.